Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
More now on the arrest of a Northampton man in connection with an arson fire that killed two people December 27th. 25-year-old Anthony Bay pleaded not guilty yesterday to arson, murder, and burglary charges. He's being held without bail. From public radio station WFCR in Amherst, Karen Brown reports.
Anthony P. Bay, a 2003 graduate of Northampton High School, lives on Holly Street, which is in the same neighborhood where about a dozen fires were set in a 75-minute period. Several of the victims and survivors watched as Bay was arraigned in Northampton District Court on two counts of murder, one count of arson, and one count of armed burglary. Assistant District Attorney Michael Kaelane presented the charges to Judge Richard Carey. Kaelane said that police questioned Bay downtown on the night of the fires, that he smelled strongly of alcohol, and that he claimed to be visiting his girlfriend, an alibi they later disproved.
And then during the course of interviews with investigators, admitted to the officers that he lied during his initial interview, that he was present at 17 Fair Street, that he did enter onto the enclosed porch, and that he lit a small fire on the porch.
17 Fair Street is the site of the fatal fire that killed Paul Yeske Sr. and his son, Paul Jr. The district attorney's office, which assembled a joint task force of local, state, and federal investigators, reports that Bay used a cigarette lighter to ignite materials on the Yeske's porch. That caused a fire that quickly spread and destroyed the home. The lighter is being considered a weapon in the armed burglary charge. District Attorney Elizabeth Scheibel later said that investigators believe Bay is also responsible for as many as 14 other fires set that night, including homes and cars, and that he used a lighter but no other accelerant.
While Mr. Bay has been arrested for crimes solely relating to the 17 Fair Street fire, I anticipate that additional charges will be forthcoming in the next several weeks.
Bay pled not guilty through his court-appointed attorney. If convicted, Bay faces a maximum sentence of life in prison without parole. Scheibel said she did not want to release details on the circumstances of his arrest, which occurred at the Northampton police station on Monday night. She did say the arrest was the result of around-the-clock police work, the use of surveillance cameras, and tips from the public.
We received close to 300 tips on this investigation. The information was critical to helping us solve this case. This investigation is ongoing, so I will not comment on a possible motive, except to say that it appears to have been a random spree.
The community of Northampton has been abuzz about Anthony Bay since his arrest. He was a cook at the Sierra Grill restaurant in the city's downtown, where his boss describes him as a friendly, hard worker. Bay maintained an active Facebook page with 350 friends, and one of his most recent online activities was to join the Facebook page called Friends of the Northampton Arson Victims. One of those victims is Naomi Cairns, whose house was among those burned. She was at the arraignment.
It's weird to see a person, a real person, with jeans on. Someone who is around my age group, who maybe I would have said hi to, and I just wish I could talk to him and look in his eyes and say, like, how does it feel to do something like that, and do you understand what you've done?
Another fire victim, Julie Robbins, whose car was set ablaze, said she was emotionally shaken after the arraignment.
You know, you expect a monster and you see a 25-year-old kid, and he destroyed lives, and he could have destroyed our lives, and he, look what he did to this town.
The town has been on edge since the fires, with many residents starting neighborhood watches, leaving on outside lights at night, and taking other safety precautions. Mayor Claire Higgins, speaking at a press conference, said city residents should now feel some relief, but not complacency.
We have an arrest, but there is no conviction. All the things that you were going to do yesterday to help keep our community safe, you should do today and you should do tomorrow. This incident, unfortunately, showed us a vulnerability in how we need to reach out and take care of each other.
Anthony Bay is being held without bail. A plea hearing is scheduled for March 5th. For WBUR, I'm Karen Brown.